AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Russia's vetoed a UN resolution effectively abolishing the monitoring of sanctions against North Korea by UN experts. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Russia's been violating these sanctions, of course, for some time, including through importing arms for use in its illegal war against Ukraine. The reckless action today further undermines critical sanctions that the UN Security Council has imposed in response to North Korea's multiple nuclear tests and ballistic missile launches.
Karen Shamas reports the Palestinian authorities announced formation of a new cabinet.
The incoming ministers are not well known. However, they include Mohammed Mustafa as prime minister, a U.S.-educated economist who has vowed to create a technocratic government that will help to rebuild Gaza.
Donald Trump set to attend the wake of a New York City police officer fatally shot during a traffic stop Monday. Meanwhile, Sagar Magani reports President Biden's also in New York.
President Biden's fundraiser tonight with two former chief executives will be a blockbuster. It's not just the star power, with Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, musical guests Queen Latifah and Lizzo, and moderator Stephen Colbert. The Biden campaign says the Radio City Music Hall event will raise some $25 million, a record haul for a political event. It's a major show of Democratic support for a president with low poll numbers, and spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says his predecessor's appearances send a message.
President Obama and President Clinton strongly support President Biden's leadership.
Leon Panetta, who served under both Obama and Clinton, says he can't think of two better people to help the president improve his re-election pitch. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The federal government's changing how it categorizes people by race and ethnicity, the goal to more accurately count residents, including those who identify as Hispanic and of Middle Eastern and North African heritage. This is AP News. Former Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut died yesterday. Complications from a fall, according to a family statement. Lisa Dwyer has a look at his career.
Senator Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore in the disputed 2000 election.
Your choice is clear. Al Gore and I are the guys who are ready to do the job.
Lieberman was the first Jewish candidate on a major party's presidential ticket. The Democrat turned independent, was never shy about veering from the party line. Republican Senator John McCain was leaning strongly towards choosing Lieberman for the Republican ticket as the 2008 GOP convention neared, but he chose Sarah Palin at the last minute after ferocious blowback from conservatives over Lieberman's liberal record. Lieberman was 82 years old. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.